I'm John Mowinkle with Radio On The Go Sports for Wednesday, November 29th. Here's what happened on Tuesday in girls basketball. Wapsie Valley beat AGWSR 49-45. As aired on 99 The Wave, number 9 and 2A Applington Parkersburg beat Sumner Fredericksburg 53-47. Number 10 and 1A Bishop Garrigan beat Belmont Clemmie 66-40. Dunkerton beat Clarksville 75-38. Number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford beat East Marshall 63-19. Grundy Center beat Denver 49-47. Nevada beat Hampton New Montcal 40-39. As aired on 104.9 KLMJ, North Butler beat Northwood Kensett 35-31. South Hardin beat Olwine 57-44. In boys basketball, Wapsie Valley beat AGWSR 62-16. As aired on 99 The Wave, Applington Parkersburg beat Sumner Fredericksburg 76-38. Bishop Garrigan beat Belmont Clemmie 84-51. Dunkerton beat Clarksville 90-44. Dyke New Hartford beat East Marshall 72-49. Grundy Center beat Denver 51-49. Nevada beat Hampton New Montcal 58-49. Iowa Falls Allen beat West Marshall 60-45. Northwood Kensett beat North Butler 46-43 as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. And South Hardin beat Olwine 70-61. In boys wrestling, Hampton New Montcal beat Lake Mills 42-36. Here's my recap of the Applington Parkersburg at Sumner Fredericksburg basketball doubleheader.
The Applington Parkersburg basketball teams played their first doubleheader of the 2023-24 season on Tuesday night at Sumner Fredericksburg, and they came away with a sweep. The number 9 and 2A Falcon girls defeated Sumner Fredericksburg 53-47, and in a much different type of game, the Falcon boys defeated the Cougars 76-38. Let's start with the girls game. Definitely the marquee matchup of the night based on the caliber of teams. And Applington Parkersburg got off to a really strong start. They led it 7-0, and then it was 10-1. It was like, man, this could be a blowout win in AP's favor. But Sumner Fred was able to fight back and tie it up at 28 going into halftime. Their star center, Isabel Elliott, ended up with 25 points and 14 rebounds on the night. Proved to not quite be enough for the Cougars. Sumner Fred kind of steadily built up that lead throughout the third quarter. They led for a good portion of the second and third quarter. And early in the fourth, were up by as many as 42-35. But the Falcons were able to outscore the Cougars 18-6, holding them to just 6 points in the entire fourth quarter, and came away with the victory. Junior Quinlan Schultz was the leading scorer with 17 points, and she says that her team recognized the significance of this game despite it being an early season matchup. They knew that this was a big test, and they answered it.
That was huge. I mean, I don't think any of us recognized until probably 2 or 3 hours before the game, and we're like, oh, crap, this is a huge game. And so, especially against that's something we really need to work on is rebounding. And that was a really good test here in the first week or two of basketball. And I mean, that was a huge win, super exhilarating win.
Schultz led with 17 points. Kendall Ryard had 15. The number 9 and 2A Falcons are now 2-0, and they will host Olwine as part of a doubleheader on Thursday night. We move on to the boys game, and this thing got out of control pretty quickly. AP led 26-1. Yeah. Sumner Fred only had 1 point in the entire first quarter, 26-1. And Benny Waller was going off as well. He finished with 22 points, including a crazy buzzer beater to cap off the first quarter.
1.3 seconds, Hoff to inbound. He's got Waller at half court, heaves it up right at the buzzer. It goes in!
Wow.
And it counts! 26-1!
That had to have been from 30 feet.
That was one of 6 3-pointers that Benny Waller made in this game. He had 6 threes and 2 twos to finish with 22 points, and Gavin Thomas added 14 for the Falcons. Head coach Aaron Thomas says that his team had the right intensity coming into this season opener, and they came out of here and just did their jobs and took home the W.
I was really pleased with our defensive effort and intensity. You know, we didn't give up many shots that first quarter, let alone, you know, they had the 1 point. Did a great job forcing baseline, but our help side was really, really good. You know, it kind of human nature got away from us the second half. I didn't think we were quite as intense. But it was good. You know, we got to play a lot of guys the second half and get some guys some experience today. But all in all, really, really thrilled with the focus, the energy, the way they came out. Because I always get nervous coming up here. Sumner Fred's got really good athletes, and their kids always play really hard, and they're physical. So really, really pleased with the start, and then obviously get the win and get home.
Falcon boys are now 1-0, and they will also host Olwine as part of an NICL crossover doubleheader on Thursday night. Once again, the number 9 and 2A Appleton-Parkersburg girls defeat Sumner Fredericksburg 53-47, and the Falcon boys defeat the Cougars 76-38. I'm John Mowinkle reporting from Sumner for Radio On The Go Sports.
The Dyke New Hartford basketball teams earned dominant wins over East Marshall in the home opener for both teams Tuesday. The number 1 and 2A Wolverine girls won 63-19, and the boys won 72-49. In the girls' game, the Wolverines used an 11-0 run in the first quarter to build a lead they never gave up. Early in the third quarter, they extended the lead to 46-11 to put the running clock rule in effect, moving to 2-1 with the win. In the boys' game, the Wolverines led 19-14 after a high-scoring first quarter, but stifling defense combined with a 50% shooting night allowed DNH to run away with the win. The Mustangs were held to just 9 points in both the second and third quarters. Jace Jensen had 18 points and 11 rebounds. Colin Meester had 18 points and 10 rebounds. Carson Costello rounded out those in double figures with 17 points. The Wolverines are now 1-0. Both teams will return to action Friday at Wapsie Valley. The AGWSR basketball teams were swept at Wapsie Valley in their first doubleheader of the season. The girls fell 49-45 and the boys lost 62-16. In the girls' game, the Cougars used a quick start and led 13-12 after the first quarter, but their lowest scoring quarter followed as the Warriors built a 24-18 halftime lead by using an 11-0 run in the second. In the fourth quarter, the Warriors extended their lead to as many as 44-29. A Wapsie scoring drought allowed the Cougars to climb to within 44-39, but they put the game away at the free throw line. Josie Cooper led with 20 points, and Trevin Smith added 11. The Cougars are now 1-1. In the boys' game, the Cougars scored on their second possession, but Wapsie Valley scored the next 17 points to blow the game open. The Cougars scored single digits in each quarter, including a scoreless fourth quarter. Anders Melve led the Cougars with 12 points. AGWSR begins 0-1. Both teams will be back in action on Friday by hosting Union, a doubleheader that'll air on 99 The Wave. Two APGC girls wrestlers have cracked the latest Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association's rankings. Sophomore Grace Storyhan is number 12 at 120. Junior Caden Muller is number 8 at 130. View the statewide rankings at RadioOnTheGo.com. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Mowinkle reporting.